Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning to all. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. It's Friday, May 6th, and we are completing our series on the God of Divine Certainty. You can rest assured that one thing is certain. One thing is true. One thing you can bank on, that God is The book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, the 6th verse says, those that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder, those who diligently seek him. We seek him in prayer. We seek him in worship. We seek him in everything and for everything. Heavenly Father, we praise your name. The scripture reads, Lord, and he, God, says, certainly I will be with thee. We take those words to heart. We realize that you are with us. We don't see you. At times, we don't even feel you. But we know that we know that we know that you are there. Your word says that you will never leave us nor forsake us. You're always by our side. We love you, Lord. Bless this word. Encourage us as you encouraged Moses. Interrupt our day as you interrupted Moses' day. Speak life into our situation. Impart faith to the faithless. And give us multiplication, we pray. Add to the church daily as such as should be saved. In Jesus' name, we pray. Holy Spirit, have your way. We hand over to you this broadcast. We hand over the reins. Lead us and guide us where you would have us to go today. We submit to your leadership. We willingly submit to your leadership. We look forward to your leadership. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We've been dealing with the first portion of the text in Exodus 3:12, and he, God, said, that's the portion that we've been dealing with. What has God said? Well, today, Friday, we want to look at Genesis 1:26 through 28 and verse 31. Elohim, who is God, and the God who said, be fruitful and multiply. Let's go to Genesis 1:26. We've already covered many of the things God said. We don't need to reiterate. We don't need to go back. We've talked about these things exhaustively. We want to look at Genesis 1:26. Start there. Here it is again. Here is that introductory phrase. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air, over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth on the earth. So God created man in his own image, and the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them, and God blessed them. And God said unto them, here it is again, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that creepeth or moveth upon the earth. Verse 31, and God saw the thing he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. And God said, be fruitful and multiply. In the natural world, God expects everything that he called into existence, everything that he created, he blessed it. The Hebrew word, he barak, it. Now, barak can be a verb or a noun. For example, in the book of Judges, the fifth chapter, there's a man who is working alongside of the prophetess Deborah. The man's name is Barak. That word barak there, or that noun, that personal noun barak, is descriptive of lightning. In other words, his name is lightning, or thunderbolt, if you will. Just as Deborah's name is bumblebee or queen bee. So here you have in the book of Judges two people named after things in nature. The prophetess, the bee. The general, barak, thunderbolt. So those are nouns. But the verb barak, when God says he will bless, this means that God is going to speak good over. He speaks good over the things he created. He makes wonderful pronouncements. And what is the pronouncement? Be fruitful and multiply. God wants everything to be fruitful and multiply. This is why in the history of Israel, you have the accounts of barren women like Sarah, the wife of Abraham, like Rebekah, the wife of Isaac, like Rachel, the wife of Jacob, and like Hannah, the wife of Elkanah, just to name a few. You got Sarah, Rebekah, Rachel, and Hannah. Four women in the history of the people of God, the ancient people of God, who were barren and who by divine intervention were blessed and multiplied. It is always God's will for the things that are connected to him, the things that he makes, the things that he brings into existence, it is God's will for them to what? Be fruitful and multiply. That's in the natural. We see that here in this account in Genesis 1, 21 through 28 and 31. God wants them to be fruitful and multiply. The same is true for the church. There's no way that we can be happy if we are connected to this God. There is absolutely no way that any minister connected with God can be happy with the church going backwards or the church experiencing reduction in membership under his pastorate. There's just no way that it's incompatible. You cannot be serving the Lord and the church be going backwards. There's absolutely no way any true minister can be happy with that situation. No way. For everything that God touches is blessed. Everything he's connected with, he baraks. And as a result of his barak, it is fruitful and multiplies. Let's turn to the prophecy of Isaiah, the 66th chapter. Let's go to Isaiah 66. Isaiah 66. This is an account of the ancient church under the ministry of the prophet Isaiah. And in this last chapter of the book of Isaiah, this is what the word of the Lord says. We can start in verse number 7, speaking about the rebirth of the nation of Israel after her numbers have dwindled down. Here, the nation of Israel experiences tremendous growth. Let's read. Before she travailed, this is speaking of Israel, before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man-child. Who have heard such a thing? Who has seen such a thing? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Of course. Look at the sixth day of creation. You see, anytime God is involved, church or the earth can bring forth in one day. In one day, God said, let there be this and let there be that. And it just showed up. So the prophet says, shall the earth, can the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at one moment or one instance or at once? Here's the answer. For as soon as Zion travailed, Zion is another name for the church. As soon as Zion travailed, travailed in what? Travailed in prayer. The same way Sarah travailed in prayer. The same way Rebecca travailed in prayer. The same way Rachel travailed in prayer. The same way Hannah travailed in prayer. As soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. She brought forth her children. It goes on today in verse 9. Shall I bring to the birth and not cause to bring forth, saith the Lord? Shall I cause to bring forth and shut the womb, saith the Lord? No. God is going to cause the church to multiply. As soon as the church starts praying, as soon as the church mimics Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Hannah, just to name a few, she shall bring forth her children. The church shall multiply. God said, be fruitful and what? Multiply. Let me just give you one scripture out of the book of Acts. The book of Acts is the book of church multiplication. Acts 9:31. It says, then the churches, plural, not speaking of one church, but of all the churches of the Lord, then the churches had rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria. The churches, the gospel had spread to those three regions, Judea, Galilee, and Samaria. And in those three territories, there were already churches planted and churches flourishing. Then the churches had rest throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria. Why did they have rest? Well, because God saved the persecutor. God saved the troubler. God saved the man who was shedding church blood. Who was that man? That man was Saul of Tarsus. Jesus met him on the road to Damascus and saved him. When he saved him, he went from wolf dog to sheep dog. He went from destroying the flock and harassing the flock, scattering the flock through persecution, to now being a protector of the flock. So the churches had rest, and they were edified. To be edified is to be built up in the faith, and obviously that infers that the pastors were back at preaching and teaching, and they were being edified, and they were walking in the fear or in the reverence of the Lord, and they were in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. They were being aided, assisted, guided by the Holy Spirit. And these churches that had these things, rest, edification, reverence, and aid of the Holy Spirit, these churches were multiplied. It is God's intent that Grace Church be multiplied. When God said, look at all the things that God said. My brothers and sisters, this is why, again, we look at Exodus 3:12, we look at it, and we don't take that initial statement lightly. There's so much in that initial statement, as you have seen this week. And he, God said, you know, I know people have their opinions. I know people have their ideas. I know that people have their their way of doing things, but all that should really matter to us is, what did God say? I love all of my brothers and sisters in Christ, and I respect them and I honor them, and we all have different experiences in the Lord. And I have sat in many a meetings over the last 40 years, and I've heard all kinds of things said by my precious brothers and sisters. But at the end of the day, I always remind everyone, as pastor of the church, what has God said? What has God said? And let's trust what God has said. I know things look bad. I know things look gloomy. I know that we're in trouble. But what did God say? What did the Lord say to his people? What is he saying through his word? What is he saying by means of the Holy Spirit? What is he saying? What he's saying is, I am with my church. I will bless my church, and my church shall multiply. We'll be back next week to continue to break down Exodus 3:12, because we want to find out the rest of what the Lord said in this text and take out its meaning. I want to close today's broadcast with the hymn, the beautiful, beautiful hymn, Count Your Blessings. Name them one by one. God bless you, saints. When upon life